Action Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Max Sivas setup at your convenience.
Whoa, go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Chris, BME's reported they're not currently seeing data from Sivas, and we were expecting that after you completing your first activity this morning. At your convenience, if you could please take a look at the LAN cable that is in the AV rack. I've got a reference step if you need it, something that you set up yesterday.
Let me go over there and take a look and make sure everything's plugged in. I think it should be, but I'll double check.
Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2. I'm just taking a look here. The Ethernet cable does appear to be plugged in to the white Alpha 3 jack on the patch panel. I do see blinking green and a solid orange light on the USB to Ethernet converter that's plugged into the Juliet 114 on the PPFS.
Thanks for that report, Chris. We're going to chat about it for just a second. I'll come right back to you. And Chris, are you able to confirm that the display is currently on?
And when you say display, which display do you mean?
The PPFS display, and we're checking to see if you're able to confirm the warm-up is running.
Hey, firm. Yep, the PPFS display is on, and the warm-up is running. Elapsed time, 24 minutes.
Copy. It's good news that the warm-up is running. We're going to discuss for a moment. We may have you cycle the cable at the connection. We'll come back to you shortly.
Copy that. That seems totally reasonable. Yeah, let me know what you'd like me to do.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Max Sivas.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
All right, we've decided we'd like you to try to cycle the connection at both the AV3 ISL interface and the USB GigE adapter, so on each end, and we're hoping that will restore the connectivity.
Copy all, and work. In Houston, those connections have been cycled. I saw the lights go out on the GigE adapter, and then the lights come back on after replugging it, so fingers crossed that brings back telemetry.
Chris, thanks for performing that troubleshooting. We're going to have you stand by another couple minutes, make sure that we're seeing good telemetry, and then we will release you back to your other activity.
And Chris copies all. Yep, thanks. I'll stand by.
All right, Chris, I've got great news. We are seeing good telemetry at this time, and so you may go back to your ARID quarterly maintenance. Thanks very much for your help.
Awesome. I'm really glad that was able to fix it. I will, I'm going to just actually finish adjusting the Node 1 camera here. I'll leave it so you guys have a view of the PPFS screen if that's helpful, and then I'll get back to my ARID maintenance.
Sounds great. We'll take it.
Houston, station on 2. I tried to get you a PPF, a view of the PPFS screen, but the autofocus was not cooperating on the camera, so I just left it with closer to nominal view of Max Sivas, but pointing in that direction, let me know if it would be helpful to try to fight with it a little bit more and tweak it.
Thanks for your efforts to set up the view at this point. It won't be necessary for you to fight it any longer. You can return to your other activities, and we'll see you when you're ready for the test.
See y'all. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Max Sivas.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Your remote guider is ready for you on Space to Ground 3. And for your awareness, this activity is tied to our comm coverage, so we'll need you to head in that direction soon.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been able to get the ARED maintenance finished quite yet. There's just a couple areas that needed some cleaning that were a bit tricky to get to. Let me just leave it where it is and get back to it after the Max Sivas.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Chris.
Copy and done. Copy all and work. Okay, that's completed and calibration successful. Copy and work. Copy that. Station on 2 for PPFS. I'm looking for your go in 2.1 for the Max Sivas disassembly.
Copy the question. We're checking. And Chris, you are go.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Houston, station on 2. We are complete with the Max Sivas disassembly and stow.
We copy, Chris. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for Max Sivas stowage.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I am taking a look at my stow note for my Max Sivas conclude and tossing some of the masks with headgears for old crew members. And in the Maxivus kits, in addition to Kim Cardman and Fink masks, there was also a Yui mask. And I was wondering if the intent is to keep that. I didn't see that on the trash list. I just wanted to check whether the intent is to keep that or whether I should trash the For Yui mask as well.
And Chris, that's a great catch. However, that mask was unused, so we are going to keep it for now.
Copy that. All right. I will keep that in the kit. Thanks for that. Thanks for confirming, because I almost put it in the trash. And I was like, wait a second. It's not on the list.
We appreciate the eagle eyes. And when you're done with that, I've got an update for you on Crew 12 at your convenience.
I'm all ears about Crew 12. I'm guessing the winds are not so great.
Yeah, you have probably already heard, but we just wanted to officially let you know that the discussions here on the ground led to the team deciding to wave off on the opportunity Thursday, and so we're going to reconvene tomorrow morning Houston time to reassess the opportunity that's on Friday.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd heard it was trending that way, but thanks for confirming and letting me know, and fingers crossed for Friday.
Fingers and toes crossed down here, but you're doing a great job, even though we can't wait to see your friends on board with you.
Yeah, it's been nice having the place to myself a little bit, but I'm really looking forward to having my friends up here. So, thank you. Houston, station on 2 for PWD sample collection.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I'm under the impression I think that Occam's is down, so I figured I would just tell you the lot numbers for my step 2.2 of this procedure.
We are ready to copy.
Okay, I have a blue post-flight analysis packet. And the lot number on that is Alpha Delta Foxtrot. And then I have a micro sample in-flight analysis packet, a black packet. Lot number on that is Alpha Delta Delta. And then my TOCA sample analysis green packet serial number is 1319.
We copy all. Thanks a bunch.
And then a quick question for you. The TOCA analysis packets, they both came in bubble bags. I found an empty bubble bag for serial number 1318 as well as the bubble bag for 1319. Are those things we should keep or should they go into our bubble bag stash?
Checking. And Chris, we will happily accept stashing those in the bubble bag stash for later use.
Awesome. Future SpaceX 33 packing me appreciates that.
You are reading ISO's mind.
Houston, station on 2 for the TOCA water sample analysis.
And Chris, if you were calling for a go in step 2, you are go.
You are reading my mind. I am going to pick up 2. Thank you.
You are very welcome, and the credit goes to...
Houston, station on 2 for TOCA question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm in step 3.4 to remove the previously installed sample bag. And per the stowage note, I was expecting that to be a TOCA sample analysis bag, serial number 1318. But what's installed here, and I think I'm looking in the correct spot, is a calibration check bag for TOCA.
Copy, Chris. Give us just 1 second to look into that.
Copy, no. Standing by.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and the TOCA bag.
Chris, what's on 2?
Chris, looks like our stow note was off. That is the bag that was last used. You can temp stow that one for now, and we'll come up with a permanent location for it.
Copy all. I'll remove the calibration bag and temp stow it and proceed on with the activity. Thanks for checking. Appreciate it. Houston, station on 2 for a TOCA question, step 4.3. It's asking for the appropriate bag type, and this is an XPWD bag, and I was wondering if this should be PWD ambient or other.
Checking, Chris. And Chris, while we're looking into that, we have an answer for you on that calibration check bag that you can trash that in the common trash.
Copy that. This calibration check bag will go into common trash. Appreciate it.
And Chris, for the sample type, we will take PWD ambient.
Copy that. PWD ambient. Houston, station on 2, quick. Houston, station on 2, sorry, I spoke right into a handover. I had a quick question about that calibration check bag.
No worries, Chris, and we are ready to receive the question.
Yeah, that calibration check bag still has some fluid in it, and I was wondering if that is just water in there. I'm just wondering whether I should open the bag and squeeze it into a towel to reclaim the liquid, or just throw it in the trash.
And Chris, it sounds like there are some other TOCA calibration agents in there, so we would like you to just trash it. But thanks for offering to reclaim it.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for microbial water processing.
Do you have another serial number for us, Chris?
I can, in fact, give you a serial number, but I also, and that serial number is 1382. But I also have a question for you at 5.6. I am in the if block of unable to pull water into the yellow syringe filter. And so I'll just ask you guys for the location of another yellow filter.
Thanks for the serial number. And you can look back in the same 1.0 CTB for EHS water sampling hardware and find another filter there.
Copy that. I'll look in that CTB for another yellow filter.
And Chris, no response required, but I should clarify that filter will be in another white packet. And once you find it, we would love to know the serial number of the new one you find. Copy thumbs.
Houston, station on 2, I grabbed another white packet, serial number 1384.
Copy the serial number, thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for the microbial processing.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I have completed the procedure, and the incubation bag is stowed in Columbus aft four towards the overhead side of that bay. And I was wondering, the analysis packet that I just took the new yellow filter out of, is that trash or heap, or what would you like me to do with it?
The mind reading abounds today. We would like you to restow that white packet back in that same 1.0 CTB, since there are still things in it that can be used in the future.
Copy that. I will restow it. Do you want me to label it in any special way?
Thanks for the offer, but we will track it from the ground. But along the lines of stowage, when you get into your cargo ops, I do have one delta for you. Just an FYI, when you get there, I'll have that for you.
Copy that. Yeah, let me just clean up from this, and I'll be right on to that.
Thank you.
And Houston, station on 2 for Delta's stowage.
All right, Chris. So what I've got for you pertains to line 154 in the Dragon 33 pack stow track. And the request is that final config of that NORS mount when stored in the JPM is that it has 5 bungees used to stow it.
Copy that. So five bungees. Copy.
You got it, and no specific configuration required, just a total of 5.
Copy all. And sorry, I'm just thinking ahead. So we're moving that NORS mount from deck 2 to deck 5. So it'll be over in our PAO kind of location where we would do our PAO events. Is that going to be an issue moving forward?
Checking.
And he's actually looking at it. I think that'll probably be okay. It won't be in the frame if it's in deck 5. So I think we'll probably be okay.
All right. That sounds good, Chris. Thanks for the follow-up.
No worries. I'm getting into Dragon packing, and I'm going to turn the Node 2 cameras on as well, and whenever you guys have KU, you're welcome to come on board.
Copy that. Thanks. We'll let you know.
Houston, station on 2 for stow track 155.03.
Go ahead, Chris, and we can see you in Node 2.
Copy. So in that 4.0 CTB SpaceX return 2, serial number 5093, there were 2 items as expected, but the first item in item 155.03, which I've got in my hand here, the bubble wrap did say at one point 9U Cube Lab with the appropriate serial number, but that's crossed out, and somebody wrote on this Hexacube SNQUST_NXT02. So I'm presuming that's what's in this bubble wrap, and so I just wanted to double check.
We are double checking, Chris. Give us one sec.
And Houston, station on 2, I bit the bullet. I just unwrapped it, and it is, in fact, the correct item 9UCubeLab, QUSTNNL, November Lima 08. So it does match what's in SoTrack. It's just the Sharpie on S serial number on this did not match that.
We copy. That's good data, and we will update our notes.
I'm just going to remove this incorrect label on the outside of the bubble wrap and put the correct labeling on it.
Big thumbs up from ISO. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for SlowTrack, 156.02.
Go ahead.
So that NORS return cushion is pretty bulky, and it doesn't look to me like, unless I do some pretty creative things like stuffing stuff inside that NORS cushion, that I can fit it in 4.0-5126. Just wanted to double check, are we doing this for convenience, or like, yeah, sure, should I really try to pack it in there?
Checking.
Houston, station on 2. I'm going to update my assessment. I don't think even if I'm creative, I could get that foam into 5126 with its current contents.
Yeah, Chris, we were following along on the camera, and we concur. Our suggestion is to put the NORS foam into its own separate 2.0 CTB and then stow it in the same end location.
Copy that. The NORS foam will go in a new separate seat 2.0, and all the other stuff will continue to move to 5126.
Good read.
Houston, station on 2 for SlowTrack, 156.05.
Ready to copy.
I think I just, let me ask it anyway. So Lab 1 S4 is a little bit annoying to get in and out of, and I was just wondering if it would be okay if I just put this 4.0 back in the empty CTB pantry and then just grabbed it whenever it was the right time to pull out that SpaceX return 4.0, unless I'm pulling that out super soon.
Copy the suggestion. Give us a minute to talk.
Actually, I just saw that I am pulling it out in step 162 of SlowTrack, so if it's okay with you, I'll just pull that out now and temp stow it and pull out 4.05040, SpaceX 33R009. I'll just pull that out of Lab 1 S4 right now, and then I can temp stow that maybe in just Node 2 for now.
Sounds great to us. Thanks.
Copy. In work. Actually, just for everyone's SA, I can just give you a show you. So right now we're using Lab 1 S4. It doesn't really have a rack front, but we kind of have some things roughly stowed up here to stow photo TV equipment on it. And so, you know, we can get in and out of it. It's just not super, super easy.
Copy. Thanks for the extra SA. And, Chris, we've taken that note about Lab 1 S4, and we are going to factor that into our plans for future stowage ops. So thanks for letting us know.
Follow up on your last, Houston. Yeah, no worries. And thank you guys for taking that into account in the future. Appreciate it. Houston, station on 2 for SlowTrack, step 156.02. I have taken that NORS return cushion, and I put it in a new 2.0-5094. Would you like me to keep that in Node 2 overhead 2?
That is perfect. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for SlowTrack, step 158. This 4.0-5195 has a black strap around it. I'm assuming this should get taken off before it goes into SpaceX, but I just wanted to double check.
Checking. And Chris, for that strap, we've got to check with a few folks, so it could be a little while before we have an answer for you on that one. If you don't mind moving on to the next item, and we'll circle back to you when we have an answer.
Copy. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and put this in SpaceX with the strap on it, and if I need to take it off, I'll go in there and get it out.
Copy.
Houston, station on 2. Quick big picture stowage question.
We are ready to receive, Chris.
Looks like the steps that I'm doing now, like 159, 160, are to clear out Node 2 overhead 2. Is that correct? Is that basically just to try to make sure we're clear for crew 12? And then my follow-up question is, with an extra couple days, do we think we're going to get back to moving these bags before they get here?
Copy. Checking.
And Houston, station on Q for Stotrac 162.01.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I went to JPM 1, Jack 3, Delta 2, and I did find a cushion there, but I was expecting to find a cushion for a sample cartridge controller with a part number that ends in a 062-1, and this one is sample cartridge controller 2, part number ends in the exact same, but ends in 065-1, and that seems consistent at least with what's on the bubble bag inside. Is that what I expect? Actually, cancel all that. I just opened it all up, and inside is the correct 062-1 sample cartridge controller. I'll relabel the outer packet.
And Chris, we are tracking right with you, and that is the config that we expected, so thanks for eagle eyes on those labels.
Yep, no worries. Just really don't want to send the wrong thing home.
We very much appreciate that. And to your earlier question, you know, we're thinking the same thing. It's a really good question, but we don't have the full big picture on the choreography here with Crew 12 moving and SpaceX 33 ops in parallel. So we're asking the question, but we don't have the right SMEs in the room, and it could take us a little while before we get an answer. But we do agree it's a great question. We like the way you're thinking. We just don't have the answer for you right now.
Totally understand and appreciate that. What I am going to do is I'll keep pressing on, and I'll just kind of skip over those steps of shoving stuff in CASA for the moment. But if I get to the point where that's the only progress I can make, I will make that progress.
We copy. We like the plan, and we appreciate you.
And Houston, thank you for that help on the cushion. I totally see you put all that information in a note that I just totally skipped my eyes over. But thank you for backing me up on that.
Teamwork, making the dream work, Chris. Thanks. And while I've got you, we did hear back on the black strap on the other 4.0, and it is good to stay in place. It is a ground lifting strap that will be used by teams once that cargo returns to Earth. So leaving it in place was the perfect solution.
Copy. Sounds great. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and the items moving into CASA. Station Houston on 2, if you are out of PMM, we've got some follow-up words for you regarding the multifiltration ORU and the big picture for the rest of the day on cargo ops. Station Houston, back with you on 2 with cargo words when you have a moment.
With you on 2.
Sorry to interrupt your cargo wrangling there, Chris. Just wanted to give you the big picture that with regard to that multifiltration unit, we think we're going to just need probably schedule more time to find it because we were expecting it to be fairly out in the open there on that rack front. So we're going to have to take that back and talk about more time for you to go look for it. Otherwise, big picture, we would just like to move on from that one and try to close out the rest of the items in Stotrac for today. We do have a big picture for you on those items going into CASA. You're correct that overall we're trying to clear Node 2 overhead 2 for Crew 12. We just don't have the final locations yet for those bags in steps 159 through 161. I mean, we're not expecting to get it until Friday, hence the Tempsto location for now in CASA for those.
Copy all, yeah. During the LOS, I just went ahead and stowed them there. And, yeah, I'll get this pump separator wrapped up. And, yeah, I think for the unit, if you guys could point me to maybe some, like, pictures or something like that. Because, yeah, there weren't any foam clamshells in that, or foam, you know, foam, in, there wasn't any foam in that area that looked like it would be that, so I need to probably search a little bit wider throughout PMM. We did do a reorg recently up through Bay 3 of the PMM, yeah, we haven't touched Bay 4 yet, so I'm not quite sure where things stand.
All right, yep, we copy all. We were curious about that reorg as well. So we'll take it, we'll talk about it, and we'll make more time to look for it later. Thanks.
Copy all, thanks. And then for now, I have this SpaceX 33R006, which is 4.0-5093. Is there a place I should test that? I could just keep it in Node 2, overhead 2 for now, I guess, or put it in CASA?
Chris, our preference would be in CASA if it fits in there, and then if not, stick it in Node 2 overhead 2, and we'll find an alternate for it.
Copy that. I will take a look at CASA, see if it'll fit, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Houston, station on 2. Quick multi-filtration ORU question. Would we expect it to have an RFID tag?
Chris, yes, we do expect that to have an RFID tag.
All right, I will take a quick scan around with the barcode reader, see if it hits on anything in the PMM before I complete this passage.
Copy, thanks.
Houston, station on 2, and fortunately no joy with the barcode reader. I didn't get any hits in the PMM. I kind of at least went around all of the bays, and I didn't hit on anything, so it's possible it could be, you know, deep in a bay, but it didn't appear that the barcode was, or at the RFID tag at least, was detectable near the surface.
Thanks for giving it a shot, Chris. We appreciate that, and in the meantime, we're on the hunt for pictures and more info for that.
Yeah, I mean, the name multi-filtration ORU rings, like, it's ringing a bell in my head that I feel like I may have seen it at some point in the not too, too, too distant past, so it's possible that we may have, you know, might have gotten moved at some point and lost in the shuffle.
We copy. Yeah, thanks for the info. We'll see what we can come up with, and we'll tackle it again later.
Sounds like a good deal to me. And SpaceX R006, I was able to, since it wasn't full, I was able to cram it into CASA, so it's kind of set up there.
Fabulous. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for TOCA.
Go ahead for TOCA.
Yeah, I was floating by, and it has some results on the screen, and was wondering if I could just do the closeout task.
Go for it.
Copy, and I can give you those readings if you're ready to copy.
We are ready.
TOC is 810, that's 810 micrograms per liter. TIC is 704 micrograms per liter. And the TOC RSD is 12%.
We copy, and those are all good numbers. Thanks.
Great, thank you. Houston, station on 2 for IMAX.
Go ahead.
I just checked, and I do not, in fact, have 1897. 1896 is there, and then I have the IMAX I came up with on the Soyuz, which I think is 1900 and 1901, but 1897 is not there as far as I can tell.
All right, Chris, then if you've got a moment, we have a location we'd like you to grab that IMAX from before it gets buried deeper into another module.
I love that idea, and I've got a moment.
All right, you'll be going to Columbus, Overhead 3, Fox 1, Echo 1, and you're looking for a 1.0 CTB, serial number 5686.
Copy that. Columbus, Overhead 3, Fox 1, Echo 1, 1.05686, and in there should be an IMAC 1897.
Good read.
Houston, station on 2. I was able to find that IMAC, and we'll relocate it to my, to 1.0-5048, which is the suitcase right outside my crew quarters.
Copy, Chris. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for the multi-filtration unit ORU.
We are very excited to receive, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't, it was just bugging me. So I went and I looked in Overhead 3, and I saw what have one in Overhead 3, serial number 5 is there, and I saw what it looked like. And so then I went back to Deck 4, and I dug down all the way to basically the hull of the PMM, and it's down there, right at the very bottom. So it is in Deck 4, sorry. It is at the very bottom of Deck 4, serial number 8. So we know where it is. I left it there. I didn't have the heart to unpack it, but next time we do stowage, we know where to go to get it.
We love it. I think that's the second time you've made ISO's day today.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad I could do it. I can rest a little easier now knowing that I didn't somehow lose a suitcase-sized thing in the PMM.
Well, thanks so much, Chris. Lots of smiles down here. It's a great way to cap off the day, so have a wonderful evening.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of the shift and a great rest of your days.